I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Doing okay. Look, a fantastic race club you have, all the work you do each year. We've spoken to yourself and Heather and other people involved with the club. It's an amazing story, and you had a couple of meetings already this season, but with COVID on the island now, Tassie Racing announcing that they've decided that your season is going to come to a complete halt.
Yes, they did, unfortunately. It was our 130th year of racing, and we were looking forward to it. Had so many people coming, booked to come, like media, Ladbrokes, Glenn Boss was coming. Yeah, so it's very sad that it's finished.
So had you had the one meeting or the two meetings? How far in had you been?
We had two meetings. We had our official trial on the 18th of December. Then we had our first race day on Boxing Day, and then our second race meeting on Sunday, the 2nd of January. And they were very well attended. And we also have Facebook Live, and there was well over 1,000 people watching on Facebook Live as well as big attendance.
So obviously the horses and those involved are there on the island, but you do have your meetings with people flowing in, stewards and jockeys and officials and race callers. So obviously we're not pointing the finger at anyone, but logistically, was that always going to be the risk because there is interaction with those away from the island?
Well, I mean, that's initially how it got here, of course, when the borders opened, and we were expecting that it was going to come eventually, but we didn't think it was going to come this quick, I guess. But the first meeting was very successful, no issues at all. And then the second meeting, we didn't know of any issues until afterwards. But, like everyone, you know, travels on planes all the time everywhere, and everyone follows the rules. It's not from travelling on the plane that you necessarily catch the virus. Yeah, so it's very disappointing that it was sort of because of that, I think, that they didn't want to put the stewards and the jockeys at risk coming over on the plane.
So we're chatting to you before a weekend, and obviously things change by the day, and I know there are privacy issues. I don't want you to tell me personally about people, but have the cases increased? What's the situation on King Island as we speak?
As far as I know, there was 115 altogether, but they weren't all locals. There were some that, you know, like they came here for an event. So there were some of those, but they've all returned. It's quieting down. We were actually saying just before, we're just wondering, if anyone else is getting it at the moment.
So was it a fait accompli? Did the committee and people on the island, even those that don't get involved with the race club, say, look, it just has to stop, there's no way going forward from here? Was there any suggestion, let's weigh things up, could you run a meeting? I don't know, Audrey, maybe yourself and Heather would ride a horse, not sure what weight you'd ride at, but was there any talk that you could have contingency plans, or was just too difficult?
Look, we would have been able to work something out if everyone had been in favour. Like the majority were in favour of continuing, because you put 3 months prep into it beforehand, and then we're only two meetings in, so we were all willing to give it a go because we had people wanting to sponsor. I still had people ringing early this week wanting to sponsor races and things. So on that side of it, we were, financially able to continue. It's hard to without the jockeys and the stewards.
We're chatting to Audrey Hamer, club president, King Island. Their season is over. They won't complete the season after a couple of meetings. It's now been abandoned. COVID cases on the island. Obviously, the logistics of people flying in back and forth is making it too much of a risk, according to Racing Tasmania. The harness races are pretty much all to do locally, aren't they? Maybe I might be naive. I thought that was all local people, local drivers who own and drive their own horse. There was no chance that could continue, or it's only, I guess, a couple of races anyway, isn't it?
We have 7 meetings a year, but because we had to put it back, because we had to wait for the border to open so we could get Melbourne jockeys to come over, because unfortunately there was only 3 Tasmanian jockeys that have the time to support us, because they're all busy, you know, doing their own thing as well. So we had three. So then we had the rest come from Victoria. We don't have jockeys here. And then also we only have a few drivers. So Tas Racing on the charter plane brought in drivers who also helped us at the barriers, and then also extra drivers, because there's some that just we need the extra drivers. Because some of the races this year, we had with the harness, we had up to nine, and we don't have nine drivers here.
Right.
They train the horses, but they don't drive in races.
So, again, those who don't have anything to do with the race club, are they now suggesting, well, it's an obvious decision. Of course, a lot of people fly to King Island to play golf and just a holiday and so on. I mean, I guess during the strict pandemic rules, you're really isolated there, and it was very, very much a case of you were had your own little border. But away from racing, how is life going to be over the coming weeks or so on, just in general? I think you have the bakery, don't you, and so on?
Yes, we have the bakery. As soon as it happened, or when we had the first scare of someone coming back, but they were isolated straight away, so it didn't go to anybody else. But we made it takeaway only from the bakery, so it's just takeaway. So you haven't got people sitting, you know, for longer than 15, 20 minutes. They just get their food and go. So, but it is much quieter because so many tourists then stopped coming because of the advice from the public health. So the tourist operators have lost thousands of dollars, thousands. So it'll eventually hit us because we're not having all that income, that support from those businesses either. But this weekend, Pro-Am Golf is still coming. This weekend, there's 100 coming, flying in on Sunday. There is still golfers coming, but there is a lot that have cancelled also.
Okay, so if someone's listening, they say, look, I'm vaccinated, I want to play golf, or I might just go to King Island, or I'm going to live my life regardless, each their own. It's not being encouraged or discouraged. Obviously, from a racing point of view, with people having to fly in and out, the Tassie racing officials decided that you shouldn't race onwards from here. But as for tourism or people just paying a visit or working out how to get there, I guess the situation is, how would the island cope if suddenly people became ill? How quickly can they be airlifted if they're required to leave the island or so on? I guess it's a difficult question to answer right now because we can't crystal ball what will happen in a week, let alone a month or so. But, you know, does life still go on to a point for people that want to come to the island? Or
I think so, because, like, it's the Omicron virus, like variant, like, and at this stage there's been nobody hospitalised yet. You know, most people have had fairly mild symptoms, so we've been very lucky to have 115. They're not at work, of course, but some have out of quarantine and they've flown home. So, like, I really do believe that we do need to learn to live with this. You know, we've got to just do the right things and look after one another. You know, be cautious that we could all be carrying it and not even know. But the rapid tests is what we need here, because people cannot fly off the island or go to work with some businesses unless we have those rapid tests. But we're very lucky that we did get 5,000 come in, and the SES are volunteering and giving them out to those who really need them, that have had the virus and need to be tested, or they have symptoms. You can go there at the race course, actually. They're using the facilities there to hand them out to people. They're also going to do it on Saturday in Grassy and in Narra Cooper, I believe. So thank you to the SES for volunteering their time to give them out. But we do need more at the airlines. They need to be tested at the airlines before people come in.
So the meeting on the 8th of January was cancelled. Cases were already there, weren't they? So you don't know if you shouldn't try and put a sort of a one and one meets two and three and work it out. You didn't get a word from people from Tas Racing that some of those that were there on the island, you know, weeks before it tested positive, or you just think it's impossible to work out how it arrived on the island, I guess?
It was from visitors that came over.
Right.
But
not necessarily racing people, that's what we're saying.
No, they weren't. No,
it wasn't that race. I mean, because people come to King Island for many reasons aside from racing, So it's not a case of King Island has cases explode, cancel racing to blame. That's not the situation at all.
No, it wasn't the race club at all. It was before the races. And then those people then also went on to another event. Like, it was for a wedding. But, you know, they didn't know, because at that stage you had to do a PCR test 72 hours before you travel. And then, you know, you can be with somebody in that time and you don't know that you're carrying it. So those, you know, a couple of those had the virus and it went through that group. Then they went on to another, like some of those mixed with another event, and then also then at the races. And that's when there was a few that got it at the races. And then that evening after the races, people got together. But nobody yet knew that it was here.
So, Audrey, great to chat to you. It's disappointing. We can certainly understand the decision. Not sure what happens to the prize money. I believe you're going to get some subsidies. Is that right, from Racing Taz? Are they going to help out some of the trainers? Because you don't have many trainers and people involved, but they're going to actually help, are they, with some funding? Or
yes. Everybody that owned a horse that was on the island before the 1st of January, we all get refunded $1,600 a horse.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but I mean, for some of us, it's cost more than that to get the horse to where we are at this stage.
Yes.
But look, it's at least it's money. It's something. But yeah, very disappointing. Yeah, it comes out of the state money that was allocated for us anyway.
Audrey, all the best. How are those scallop pies going? Isn't that one of your things you hang your hat on? Is that right?
The crayfish pie.
The crayfish pie.
Yeah.
Wow. I remember you telling us about the pie. It's probably you've got plenty there to sell, have you, at the moment?
Yes, we have. Yes, we've always got plenty of everything to sell, all made fresh daily.
Lovely.
Come over and buy one.
We will eventually. Audrey, thanks for taking the call to explain what's happening or what's not happening going forward, and I'm sure we'll find a reason to chat down the track. All the best, Audrey.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.